Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Diane Collins there?
You have the right number.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Al, and I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name, or this name, was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And
Just
to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm brown.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
69.
Thank you so much.
So what?
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely or probably?
Probably, yeah, probably.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. In thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you a list and let me know. First one, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, or
that one right there.
Thank you. And next one, it says protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, providing affordable child care, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime.
Crime. That's right there. Crime.
Okay.
Right.
Now, we also have fighting inflation, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving the economy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, or improving K through 12 public school education, or lowering the cost of health care.
Education.
So you will go with racism and education? Is that correct?
Oh, no, that's not correct. No. Could you say that again for me one more time?
Sure. We have standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights.
Protecting women's freedom.
So that will be one. What will be the second one?
Oh, I thought I already said the second one. Could you go over one more time?
Yeah, we also have protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, providing affordable child care, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, fighting inflation.
Reducing crime, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And now here are some reasons others have given for what they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think it's the biggest reason. First one, inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. Mm-hmm. Then we also have a broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly.
Right, that one right there.
Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets.
Oh, yeah.
Too many guns floating our streets. Reduce funding for public services to help people in need. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Not
that one right there.
On the
right.
or inadequate programs to help lower income people, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and moves that promote bad values, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job.
A lack of good paying jobs.
And two last ones we have is too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, or too many young people not being properly parented and raised. So
that's right there.
So which one do you select?
The last one you mentioned, something about race. Yeah.
All right. Can you give me another one? Second one?
Okay.
We also have inflation and the rising cost of living, broken bail, and...
Inflation.
Inflation?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Right. Now, how much
you
have you heard?
Me, you give me one and two questions to answer. My God. Okay.
Let me ask you, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Racist.
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot, a very lot, yeah, a lot.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
So would that be opposed?
Yeah, I wish you would go over that one more time right there.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Remove. Or, yeah, I'll say ban them, yeah. But I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why they should ban them.
So do you support or oppose this?
Oppose it.
And do you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any
50.
Number from 0
okay,
to 100.
50.
Depending on how you feel. If you
that's
have no
one, the last one you mentioned.
Well,
you go so fast.
Yeah, let me finish this, and then I will give you the options.
The first option is
Kamala Harris. How will you rate her from 0 to 100?
Say 100. She's good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. About the NAACP.
I'll say 100.
Okay. Thank you. And how about the feminist movement?
Said one more time.
The feminist movement.
What is that? Yeah. What is that? I can't quite understand that. You say in feminine. I don't know what you say.
Feminist movement?
Oh, a feminine movement. Oh, okay. So what is that again, may I ask?
How will you rate them how, from 0 to 100?
One hundred. I'll say 100. It's okay.
Okay, how about Joe Biden?
Say 100.
Okay. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
Hakeem Jeffries, 100.
How about Black Lives Matter?
100.
about Beyonce.
About who, Beyonce?
Mm-hmm. How will you rate her from 0 to 100?
100.
About Ron DeSantis?
100.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Is that between Biden and Reagan?
We have Donald Trump, Joe Biden.
Oh, Donald Trump, right. Okay, I'll say Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Zero.
First one, it says crime and violence in this country. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. About affirmative action ending. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
You said zero action. Wait a minute. Say that again for me one more time.
Sure, use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. But you can use
moderate.
Okay. So
yes,
would that be a 5?
Impact. Said the 10.
Moderate impact is 5. 10 is
major. Oh, 5. Oh, okay. Okay, 5. Okay.
Thank you. Next one is the country's economy going into a recession soon. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. About the last one, climate change. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some said the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. First one, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Next one, drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Just strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you.
Strongly agree.
Next one, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identified. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, right. You could say that, right. Somewhat. That's
Thank
right.
You.
Thank you. Are you watching?
Next one. The government should provide free child care to all families. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly physically.
Thank you. And last one says, children under 18 shall not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room or the gender, I'm sorry, they should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. They should use the one that was provided for them.
Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Next one says, okay. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? First one, when dealing with a mental health episode, or when sickness or serious injury, or fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or fathers adopting a child, death or a family member, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers giving birth to a child, or mothers adopting a child.
Mothers adopting a child. I strongly agree. Strongly disagree. Wait, that's not me right there. I strongly agree. Right. Oh boy. You
well,
said with
is,
the mother adopting a child?
No, we just need from the situations. Well, the question says, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
Oh, okay. I strongly agree. Yeah, I agree.
Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? First one, car was stolen or broken into?
No. No.
Okay. About home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. About money or property was stolen?
No.
And last one, violent crime such as assault?
No.
Thank you so much.
So
now
welcome.
We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience.
Oh,
switching,
great.
Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. May I know what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree?
Some college or diploma, but I didn't walk across the stage. I finished the 12th grade.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I just lost my husband. I'm a widow.
Thank
2017. Okay.
Do you have
you're
any
watching.
Children? 18 years old?
Yes, I have children. I have six.
The question says, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're still watching.
Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What do you mean by rural?
More information isn't written here.
Could you repeat that again?
How would you describe the area where you live?
Oh, it's good.
Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Sometime within the years passed by. I used to go all the time, but sometime.
So would that be twice a week or more? Or once or twice a month?
Yeah, you can say that.
Which one? I'm sorry. Twice?
Twice a month. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. First one, Fox News. Would that be very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Seldom.
Thank you. And how about network news, such as NBC, ABC, or CBS? Very often, so what often?
CBS, very often.
Okay. About MSNBC?
Very often.
About CNN?
Yeah, very often.
And your local TV news?
Sometimes.
Somewhat often?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
No. I think of myself as I am now.
And would that be Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided
by you?
Both
of them. Medi-Cal and Medicare.
Okay. Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You and your spouse, your parent or parents, your child or children, another
My
relative.
Daughter.
Okay.
My third daughter.
Okay, thank you. And will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. First one, under $15, $15,000. $15,000 to $30,000, or $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to
$100,000. I was going to ask you, what was that answer again? I'm sorry, sir. I got lost. I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you please tell me the income of your household falls?
Oh, 14.
Everyone.
That's just for me. I'm single. I'm by myself.
So would that be under $15,000 a year?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Do you
You're
identify
welcome.
As a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
You said I'm a member of there?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No, I don't know.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye.
And you too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.